It's about 3 years ago, I guess almost this week, that this thing called COVID hit, and we were just wondering, what in the world are we going to do? And you can say what you want about COVID and all the bad things, and there were a lot of bad things that resulted from that, but there's some good things, I think, that happened too. I was just thinking about that to myself, and one of the things that kind of hit me was tradition. Right, when that hit, and we were talking about what are we going to do as a congregation, there's just a number of things that were just going through my mind, and how do we handle that, and what do we do, and what's the right thing to do, and what's the scriptural thing to do, and we've got to make sure that we do this right. And, you know, one of those things, just to give an example, was giving, right? There was no question we needed to give. We have that direction given to us. But how do we collect that, right? At that point, for 56 years of my life at that point, every assembly that I could ever remember being in on a Sunday, a basket was passed. That was true when I went to Japan. It was true when I was in Barcelona. It was true when I was in, France. In Paris, everywhere I'd been there, that's the way it was done, right? That's the way I was comfortable with, but we had to do something different. And so my mind had to go, well, you know, what's a tradition and what's the command? What's the direction that we're given, right? And so it challenged me to think, to get outside of my comfort zone sometimes. Cindy and I, not too long ago, had been talking to a young man about what he called holy traditions. And the discussion was about the historical church fathers and what they had done, and do you listen to those, or, you know, what do we listen to? And we talked through that. And, you know, we have traditions. You know, some traditions are just traditions, right? Our family, we get a live Christmas tree every year because that's what we do. That's what we like, and that's kind of what makes us who we are. And if you decide you want to artificial tree for whatever reason, that's perfectly fine. It makes absolutely no difference, right? Those traditions are just traditions. But when we start applying some of these traditions that we have and try to make them what God says or more important than what God says, it becomes a problem. So I got to thinking about that, and, you know, probably helpful to talk a little bit about the Pharisees and the lawyers or the scribes. They would be the lawyers of Jesus' day, not lawyers like we typically think of, but they would carefully look at how the Jewish leaders viewed themselves, they viewed their traditions, and then how Jesus viewed those traditions. Judaism in the time of Jesus, according to the University of Helsinki, I just wanted to read this a little bit. In the opinion of the Pharisees, holiness was not only for the priest and for the temple, but observing purity code, every member of the people of God might participate in the holiness of God. In the interpretation of the written law of the Pharisees had the help of the so-called oral law, oral traditions consisting of explanations of the law, which was taught to go back to Moses himself. These were people that were educated in the law of Moses. These were people that had gone to the right schools. They knew the original language. And they spent their days studying the law. And yet, what did Jesus say? Matthew chapter 5 and verse 20, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Did Jesus challenge what they had to say? He calls them out. A lot of different things that were opposed to God's will. But one of the striking accusations that he kept bringing up was they're keeping their traditions instead of God's will. Notice in the quote about the Pharisees taught the traditions went back to Moses, the majority of the people believe what the Pharisees did. They didn't question the traditions. And Jesus so showed on multiple occasions that wasn't the case. It was not inspired. Only God's written word was inspired. I want to take you to Matthew chapter 15 very quickly. Beginning of verse 1. "And the Pharisees and the scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, 'Why do your disciples break tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat.' And Jesus answered them, 'Why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? Wow. Jesus hit them right between the eyes, didn't he? He really challenged them. He said, "For God commanded, honor your mother and your father, and whoever reviles his mother and father must surely die. But you say, if anyone tells his mother and father, what you have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father." What were they doing? Instead of taking care of their parents, they were giving things away and said, "Sorry, I don't have anything left. I've given it all to God. I'm not going to fulfill what I'm supposed to do. I've done it somewhere else." And what did Jesus say? "You hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but with their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching his doctrines, the commandments of men.'" Traditions can be a very good thing. They can be a very dangerous thing. It depends on how we look at those. Are you looking at any of your things as traditions and making them just as important or more important than what God has to say? You know, we're talking about false teachers in class tonight, and what does that mean, and how do you know? And you, the only way you're going to know is by studying the scriptures, by spending time in God's word and understanding what it is. And there are things that we have just done because that's the way we've always done them. And that in and of itself is not necessarily wrong. Handing out that basket, there's nothing wrong with that. When we make it more binding than what God has to say, there's a problem. Right? And that's what we need to do. I encourage you to stop and examine yourself. Why do you do the things that you do? Why do we worship the way that we worship? Obviously, I don't believe there's anything wrong with the way that we worship, or we would need to change it. But take a look at that yourself and think about that. Matthew chapter 15, or Matthew chapter 16, Jesus had a pretty stern warning for his disciples. He tells them, "Beware of the leaven," or the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. These men were the Jewish fathers. They were the teaching the Jewish fathers, the kind of like the church fathers that this young man was talking about. Although they had knowledge, tradition, and leadership on their side, Jesus said their teaching was wrong. You need more than that. You need God's word. Jesus said, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. For you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in." So what traditions might you be holding to? We too have to be careful. We have to be mindful. I don't need some other traditions to fully know what God's will is. The scriptures can't. Or the scriptures are the only thing that can make me complete and equipped for every good work. We can know. We just have to spend the time doing it. So what's your challenge? I think we all have some. And if you stop and think about it, it's sometimes sobering as to just the things that we do out of habit, the things we do out of tradition. Just make sure that we're doing them because it's what God wants us to do. It would be my encouragement to you. If you're not a Christian tonight, we want to encourage you to become one. That's not a tradition, becoming a Christian. That's what God wants you to do. If you are a Christian and you let the world come into your life and you know you're not doing what you need to do, you can change tonight. You can change right now. You can go to God and pray on your behalf. Be glad to do that for you too. So if you're subject to the invitation, please come.